All right. Well, we are now joined by our race winning crew chief, Chris Gabehart, who's with the number 11 Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. Chris, we're going to go straight to questions for you. We've got a bunch queued up from our media here. So we will go to questions and start with Jordan Bianchi.
Chris, I got a couple questions for you. First, Danny was talking about a preseason meeting where you guys laid out your goals this year. Wondering if you could tell me about that a little bit more in depth. And how many wins were you guys looking at? How many wins did you think you were going to get this year? That was the goal.
Yeah, first, can you guys hear me? I want to make sure that's all good. Yeah. Okay, perfect. I don't know if he shared with you any of those specifics, and I'm not, you know, going to, because really it's not about specific numbers. What it's about more for our team right now and is executing. Truly right now we're in a special spot where I believe our biggest competition is ourselves. I think there's a few races this year where that's evident, whether it be, you know, I'm not going to say Indy was our fault by any stretch. There were a lot of tire issues up and down pit road, and a fast car blows tires. Sometimes that's the way it goes. But, you know, Bristol, you know, we had that one in the bag and kind of just jumped the cushion there late. So, you know, for Denny and I, we just realized that this race team's in a special spot, and it's about capitalizing on that, because, you know, some of the great ones put together, you know, really long runs with Chad and Jimmy and Rodney and Kevin and Adam and Kyle. And, you know, I'm not putting us in that category, but what I'm saying is that magic is not easy. And we got it right now, and we're just looking to capitalize.
And the second question is, Denny talked about how he thinks he's a smarter driver right now, and he's winning more with his knowledge than the speed of the race car. Is that something you agree with, and what are you noticing on that?
Well, I think he would tell you it takes everything. So I'm sure, you know, you got to give credit to everybody, right? You got to give credit to FedEx and Joe Gibbs Racing and Toyota and all these guys, and certainly Denny's wealth of experience that's brought him to this stage of his career. And I think he believes in his race team, and that puts him at ease. You know, all great athletes really and truly want to do it in a lot of ways on their own. They want them to be the differentiator between winning and losing. But this is a team sport, and there's a million moving pieces every week to give Denny the platform that he needs to make that the case. And I think he knows he's got that now. Every single week, if we execute, he's going to have a shot to win, and he knows it. And I think that puts him at mind puts him at ease and lets him really focus on the mental aspect of going and winning these races.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Bob Pockris.
Yeah, Chris, when you say that kind of one of your biggest competitions is yourselves, do you mean that from a mental standpoint or an execution type standpoint?
Where we are. I think from top to bottom on the 11 team, it's about process and procedure. And I feel like right now we got that where we need it to be. It's really just about execution. I mean, 400 and 500 mile races, so many things can happen. You know, we got into the fence a little bit off of two tonight, and it wasn't bad, but it tore up our right recorder panel, and the car was never quite as good after that. So, you know, whether it be, you know, a pit stop you miss out on or adjustment that you wish you could have back, you know, we didn't make the greatest adjustment in the world at Texas last week when we took lefts. I still think we were going to give Blaney all he wanted with, you know, having track position on him, but we were way too loose. So any of those things is really a competition amongst ourselves. I feel like if we execute to our ability right now, we'll have a shot to win, and that's all you can ask for.
And do you think, how big a deal are these wins when it just comes to maybe Denny's mentality going into Homestead? I mean, does it, beyond the playoff points, does it matter whether you finish first or second or third today?
Bob, put a dollar in the jar. What you meant to say is going into Phoenix.
Oh yeah, sorry.
I think for sure. I think the playoff points and their importance are undeniable. And, you know, really it's about winning, and it's about, you know, continuing to solidify in all of our minds that our process is working and the way we go about this is working. And that type of, you know, consistent gratification and you know, peace of mind is going to be invaluable going into the playoffs, no doubt.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Zach Sterniola.
Chris, congrats. I'm curious. I know you guys have talked, you and Denny have both talked a lot about the trust that you guys have for one another in doing your respective jobs. But what do you think it is about the two of you that allows the you guys and this team to be so versatile at each of these tracks over these past 18 months?
I think it's in general attention to detail, I guess is the best way to say it. You know, I'm very much a person that, you know, like so many of these guys we race against, you know, I just try to get all the water out of the rag every week, whether it's setup or pit strategy or, you know, working with my guys or getting Denny's, you know, frame of mind where it needs to be for, you know, what the game plan is for that weekend. And he's very much the same. You know, he's a very methodical, well, he tells you, right? I mean, he feels like he's thinking at the very top of his game right now. And I think that's always been one of his strengths. And I think so you put those two things together and it's just, I think we get a lot of the details right. We certainly don't get them all right. Nobody does, but I think we work hard to get a lot of the details right.
You also said earlier that you're not quite putting yourselves in the Chad and Jimmy, Rodney and Kevin kind of combination yet. But at this point, over what you've seen over these last 18 months, what do you need to see from you and Denny over these however long to think that you guys are one of the all-time best duos?
I mean, let me just be very blunt. I think Chad Knaus and Jimmy Johnson are the two greatest to ever get it done, period. Write it down. That's my opinion. It doesn't mean anything more than the piece of paper you're writing it on. But I think they're the two greatest to ever get it done. And the reason is sustainability. The years upon years upon years upon years that they did it, it is hard to burn the candle that hot for that long. So bar none, I would never put myself in that category. That's not for me to do. And I'm really embarrassed to even be talking about it, to be honest with you. But, you know, I look at Rodney and Kevin, they've had lots of sustainability. Kyle and Adam have had years of success together. So I think for us, again, all I can say is it's about the process. And right now the 11 team, you know, we have that figured out to where if we execute to our ability every week, we're going to have a shot to win. And hopefully that doesn't change anytime soon.
Thanks and congrats again.
Next, we'll go to Mark Garrow.
Thank you. Congratulations, Chris, on another win. You have 28 playoff points right now, according to what I just read from NASCAR. Do you want that? What's the goal for that number? Do you want it like 40, so it's like a one-race kind of deal that you carry through each round? Or what number do you think would be a good number for you guys to end on the regular season? Or you'd like to see?
There's seven races left in the regular season. That's 35 wins. That's 14 stage points. 49 more would be great. You know, this race team, we go to win every week. That's our goal. And I'm not saying we're going to meet that measure, but I go into every week planning to do our very best to do it. So, you know, I think, yeah, last year we went into the playoffs in the mid to upper 30s, and, you know, right now it's shaping up to be able to do that again. You know, but the schedule has changed a little bit, and, you know, while we don't know what the final schedule is going to be, I think at one point Talladega and the Charlotte Roval were in the same round, and it was the second round, you know, the round 12. So, you know, that's a tough sled, you know. Those are two very difficult races where anything could happen, so – the more playoff points, the better. You know, I would love to get one more win heading into the playoffs, but, you know, the truth of the matter is there's seven more left. I'm going to try to get those two.
My other question is, do you feel it's a are you superstitious in the fact that, you know, Denny talked about a goal you set to win, the number of wins on the season? He didn't divulge that. You were asked specifically about it, and you allude to a number or not. Numbers. Do you feel it's a little superstitious and not wanting to put the exact number out there, or am I reading something different?
No, it's not about superstition. I just think that's a personal conversation between Denny and I and what we feel that this race team's capable of. And, you know, there was a goal for sure. But I'll be honest with you. The goal was to win all 36. So we've already fell short of that. I just think that much of this race team and Denny Hamlin and all the resources that we have behind us. And, you know, there's not a single race that I go to that I think we can't win. So it's really 1 week at a time, try to win the next one. And for us, the next one's Loudon.
Thank you.
Chris, I have a couple of questions that were messaged to me from Briar Star with Speedway Media. The first question is, why does it seem every year that it takes JGR to heat up in the second half of the season?
Well, I think we just exited the first half of the season, and we got five wins for the 11 team. So I'm with you. I hope it takes the second half of the season for us to really heat up, because if that's true, we're going to be on fire. I look forward to it.
And then another follow-up question. Earlier this year, Denny felt that this was his prime year at age 39. Do you feel as though it's important to help capitalize on one of his best years?
That's a good question. Yes, absolutely. There are statistics that would suggest that most drivers peak in their very late 30s and early 40s. And I think you can look at, you know, many drivers over the great drivers over the year and say that's when they were at their prime. I think that's because drivers meet that perfect blend of experience and talent. You know, they still have the agility of a younger man, and their reflexes still work, you know, at their peak, but they have an experience of someone who has traveled the circuit for years, experienced the highs and the lows. And I think that perfect blend is where it comes from. And certainly, you know, I'm looking to capitalize on it, and really just thankful to be involved in this part of Denny's career. It's a real honor, and I'm just really thankful for it.
And we're going to go to Kelly Crandall, and then we'll wrap up with Lee Spencer after that.
Thank you. Hi, Chris. The criticism of Denny is always, no matter how successful he is, well, he doesn't have a championship. But he's got three Daytona 500s. He's won Darlington. You two have won 11 races in the last 2 years. So where do you think Denny should be considered when it comes to his place in the sport, regardless of that championship, just with the success that he has had?
Well, you got to remember that Denny and I now have won 11 races together. And if we don't win a single race between now and Phoenix, but we make it into the final round, then we'll be going to win our 12th race together. And that race will happen to crown the champion. It's much different than the way this sport has been years past. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it's way more entertaining this way. I think it gives a real treat to the fans to the bitter end of the year, and, you know, builds a great crescendo to the final race. And I think that's great. I think that's where our sport should be, but it's just one race. There are a lot of things that can go on in that one race, one of which is a 30 square inch piece of tape that just wasn't put in the right spot. And that is no knock on Denny Hamlin's career whatsoever. It is something that needs to be put to bed right here and right now. Again, piece of paper that I got that I'm writing it on doesn't mean anything, but that's how I feel about it. And the goal is to make it to the final race as the final four. For me, last year, Homestead was a party. There was no pressure. It was just our race team belonged there, and we made that goal. What happened out of that one race was just one race, and Phoenix will be no different for us. It will be the same party if we're fortunate enough to make it again.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with Lee Spencer.
Thank you. Congratulations, Chris. Was it you that came on the radio afterward and said that this race team is a dream?
Yes, that was me. Absolutely.
I mean, are there times when you just kind of feel that you have to pinch yourself because of the good fortune that you have enjoyed over the last 2 years and you know, your first really full-time ride at being a crew chief?
Yeah, it's yes, that's an excellent question. It's hard to really stop and smell the roses, so to speak, because, you know, our job is always what's next. You know, that's what we get paid to do, is focus on what's next. But, you know, when someone asks me a question like that, and I think back, I've been racing, you know, really professionally traveling, you know, regionally and beyond for 28 years now. You know, I started out in go-karts with my family, and you know, they were fortunate enough to carry my driving career a long way. But, you know, racing has been a major priority of mine for 28 years. And it's led me to Joe Gibbs Racing with the resources of FedEx and Toyota and Denny Hamlin and all these extremely, incredibly brilliant professionals that are on this race team. And, you know, it's just humbling, certainly, to be in this position of being able to truly only be limited by my abilities, you know, in Denny's abilities. There's no resources in our way. There's really nothing this race team can't do on any given weekend. And there are so many people who race their whole lives and don't get such an opportunity at sport's highest level. So, yeah, it's awesome. And I do not take it for granted. There's not a single day I take it for granted.
Appreciate your time. Safe travels.
Thank you.
All right, Chris. Well, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on another win here this season. And we'll see you in about a week and a half in New Hampshire.
Thanks. I look forward to it. Hopefully, you know, similar circumstance. I'd be all right with that.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Take care. And a reminder to all of our media, we will have audio, video, and transcripts of tonight's press conference available on NASCARmedia.com in a little bit. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.